Selecting a broker. Important questions to ask when interviewing with a broker. Introduction. Agents should always research any brokerage they are interested in joining. They can read online reviews from clients and staff, talk to other real estate agents, peruse the Better Business Bureau's BBB website for negative reviews, and check with their state's real estate commission for any infractions. Sales agents should devise a list of questions to ask the broker when they interview. Remember, there are many brokerages to choose from. The agent is interviewing the broker as much as the broker is interviewing the agent. Choosing the broker that's right for you. Important questions to ask. Consider asking the following questions when determining which broker you would like to work with. 1. How much is the commission split? The amount of the commission split is one of the most important questions an agent can ask. Unless they are in real estate just for fun, agents should focus on the percentage of the broker's commission they will receive for their hard work. Not every agent in a brokerage has the same compensation plan with the broker. Agents can always negotiate their portion of the commission with the broker. 2. How much are the fees? Brokers have high overhead costs they must pay every month to sustain their brokerage business. Common expenses brokers pay for include bullet rent, bullet utilities, bullet internet, bullet staff, bullet furniture and equipment, bullet subscription fees, bullet education fees, bullet franchise fees, bullet trade organization membership fees, bullet marketing and ad fees, bullet insurance, bullet recruiting expenses, bullet payroll taxes, bullet online presence, bullet tech and software expenses. Brokers are able to pay for these fees by passing them on to their sponsored agents in the form of desk fees that agents pay monthly to cover the broker's expenses. It is a trade-off. For a fee, brokers provide office space, marketing collateral, tech, and office assistance to their sponsored agents. Some brokers charge desk fees in lieu of a cut of the broker's commission. Other brokers charge desk fees, plus they take a portion of the broker's commission. Agents must factor in the cost of desk fees to determine how many sales they must close to cover them. The brokerage's desk fees are just some of the fees an agent must pay as part of their chosen profession. How much are the fees? Continued. Another way brokers can recoup some of the cost of brokerage operations is by charging a transaction fee. Instead of charging monthly desk fees, some brokers charge their sponsored agents a transaction fee. Agents pay a high fee per transaction until they close a specific number of transactions, after which the fee decreases accordingly. Online brokerages typically do not have to cover the same costs as brick-and-mortar brokerages. They often charge their agents a startup fee in addition to a portion of the broker's commission. They may also charge a minimal monthly fee. 3. Is there a training program? We've established that agents expect their brokers to provide training programs and professional development. Larger franchise brokerages generally have the best training programs available to their agents. However, these programs come at a cost to the broker and thereby to the agent. Smaller real estate brokerages often subscribe to third-party training programs instead of maintaining in-house training. Training programs cover everything from generating leads and creating and delivering listing presentations to negotiating a contract to close a deal. Many sales agents can also benefit from training courses that teach soft skills to help them provide exceptional customer service to their clients. Training on using and applying new technology to everyday practice is also a must for sales agents. 4. What kind of support does the brokerage offer? All real estate sales agents need a broker to sponsor them. Some brokers offer only their sponsorship and an office where agents can land to make copies and meet with clients. However, agents benefit from administrative support services that take care of the day-to-day minutiae so they can drum up more business. Offering cutting-edge technology is wonderful. However, brokers should also provide tech support to their agents. New technology can be exciting and scary, especially for older individuals who have entered real estate as a second career. Agents should also inquire about administrative support, help with contracts, and other compliance-related issues. 5. Does the brokerage help generate leads? Agents are responsible for finding their own clients. However, a little help is always appreciated, especially if the agent is paying the broker a portion of the commission and desk fees. Many brokerages encourage their agents to visit the office daily, answer phones, and network with the other agents. Forming relationships with top producers could result in them passing some business over. However, creating the kind of business an agent needs to cover their brokerage fees is still hard. Some brokerages help agents generate leads to build their business by subscribing to third-party lead generation software. Lead management software packages range in price. Some are a one-time fee, while others require a monthly subscription fee. Agents should be aware that if it costs the broker money, it will cost them money, as well as brokers who offer these programs will pass the cost on to them. 6. What is your policy on property management? Many agents want to get involved with property management because they can make a reliable monthly wage once they have established a client group. However, many brokers want to avoid incurring the liability of property management. Property managers are responsible for collecting rent and security deposits, which require brokers to maintain a trust account for client funds. Anytime brokers handle client funds, they open themselves up to liability. Many brokers do not allow their sponsored agents to perform property management services. 7. What makes your brokerage stand out from others? Clients have many options when it comes to residential brokerages. Unless they live in small-town USA, clients can choose from well-known franchises to family-owned brokerages, all specializing in particular neighborhoods and areas of town. Agents also have the same number of choices. How does a broker stand out among a sea of other brokerages? If a broker cannot answer this question, they likely do not have a plan. They may just bank on their branding and marketing to recruit sales agents and bring consumers through the door. It is okay to coast through life that way. However, if brokers want to retain their best agents, they must offer something to outshine the others. It could be as simple as a foothold in a particular market niche, or the way they celebrate teamwork and compensate top performers.